Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details. Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 in Accra and on Love 99.5 in Kumasi. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana. In the northern region, we are on Radio Justice Tamale and Jata FM Karaga. In the Volta region, we're live on Radio Kpando Kpando and Fafa Radio Jojo. We're also live on X Spaces Facebook live stream and my Joy online interactive app. The Midday News is sponsored by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol, always a delightful experience. Also brought to you by Joy Plus Ghana Limited, producers of quality PVC and HDPE pipes and water tank, the only water storage tank with a level indicator. Where Joy Plus goes, water flows. This afternoon, PURC mounts spirited defense of its decision to impose nearly 6 million cedi fine on ECG board members over their failure or refusal to publish a Doomsday timetable.
If PURC decides to impose this charge on the company, ECG will be the one to just pay it. ECG pays. It comes down to the revenues that they collected from you and I as ratepayers, and they'll use that same amount payback. That would have detrimental effect for the operations or the service that they provide the consumer.
We have details as the regulator expects the board members to cover the fine by 30th of May deadline. Now we have more plus reaction from the Parliament's Mines and Energy Committee. Also, outcry erupts over the reported killing of two Tema Newton residents by Navy personnel. Defense and Interior Committee member, a retired police officer, deems incident an embarrassment to security agencies. Still to come, unappreciated denigrated resulting in health issues. We'll tell you why the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament is giving up on public service after 20 years to the nation. But we look at the challenges facing the Ghanaian MP. An incoming one already dreads the task ahead.
It hurts to hear people call you a thief. Nothing hurts me more than that. Now I have health issues. But I think those things they have contributed to my health issues. And so I want to leave the scene quietly and endure my pain.
Somebody called this morning to say that there was a funeral. They wanted to bury the person this weekend. She said no, they should postpone it for a month. And now she's coming to me to take the money to go and pay for the mortuary fees. Can you imagine?
We have sports.
Ghana set sights on hosting the 2026 Senior African Athletics Championships. We'll hear from the Federation President, Baf Hussaini, later.
And in today's field exhibition, we visit the Tudu Market, where rubbish is thrown on the streets like confetti, causing a major hygiene concern. But traders are shifting blame.
It is the junkies that spill the rubbish on the streets.
The store owners are responsible for the filth in the markets.
All details of these stories and more with me, Mamyesi Nyamiche Thompson. Don't go away. This afternoon, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission is mounting a spirited defense of its decision to impose a fine of 5.868 million Ghana cedis on ECG board members for failing to heed instructions to publish a load shedding timetable. ECG's failure to comply pushed the PURC to impose a fine asking board members to personally pay nearly 6 million Ghana cedis. We'll hear from the PURC's defense. First, though, my colleague Kweku Asante joins me in studio with a copy of this order. Kweku, give us a breakdown of this charge against the individual board members of the ECG.
So the order 2.3 of the PURC, which was issued last month, directed that the ECG submit information related to power outages attributed by ECG to some 630 overloaded transformers during peak hours. There are six sub-directives, one of which was a request for the submission of a load management timetable. Another related to evidence of publication of that timetable. ECG failed to comply with these two directives. A total of 4,142 outages were recorded during this period. In 163 instances of those outages, the ECG did not comply with the law requiring it to inform consumers at least 3 days before the outage. The company has now been fined 5.868 million cedis. However, the commission, PURC, determined that having regard to the nature of ECG's ownership and business, the imposition of the penalty will unduly burden ECG, and that is why the fine has been transferred to the board members, who will be required to pay this personally or face a jail term of up to 2 years.
But who are the board members?
So the board was chaired at the time by Kelly Gajepo. It is now chaired by Herbert Scrapper, who will not be affected because he has not been at post since then. But the other members are the managing director, Samuel Dubik Mahama, majority chief whip, Frank Anadompre, Francis Ewuachira Martin Jr., Dr. Nicholas Kwabena Smart Yeboah, and engineer Mrs. Carlin Dokas Buchedid, who are all seven on the board. The other two members are Odinohun Kweku Appiah and Martha Opare.
Well, the commission also analyzed data submitted by the ECG and concluded that ECG was not speaking the truth when it claimed the power outages were due to overloaded transformers.
Well, PRC said it's concluded an analysis of the data submitted, and it shows that 715 transformer details were submitted, 31 were loaded, and that the data submitted by ECG was further compared to certain outages. The commission established that 647 outage incidents occurred between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Of these 647 outages incidents, only three were planned outages related to transformers. The analysis showed that the majority of these outages between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. were as a result of other faults unrelated to overloaded transformers.
Thank you, Kweku Asante. We can now hear from Head of Research and Public Affairs of the PURC, Dr. Eric Obute, who says the commission is justified in imposing this fine.
The PURC requested in our previous order that the ECG should give us certain data. And one of the data that they gave to us are outages. When we analyzed the data, we realized that our PURC, the ECG, had flouted Regulation 39 of LI 2413. Regulation 39 of LI 2413 states that the ECG has the authority to let it take power out for planned maintenance. But if you are going to do planned maintenance, it should give a three-day notice to customers so customers can plan their lives. When we analyze the data that we received from ECG, we realize that 165 of those cases abound. That is 165 planned outages were taken between 1st January and 18th of March. Of this 165, only two of them complied with the Regulation 39 of LI 2430.
Well, Dr. Eric Obute also says the PURC expects the board members to comply by the deadline given.
If PURC decides to impose this charge on the company, ECG will be the one to just pay. Now, if ECG pays, it comes down to the revenues that they collected from you and I as ratepayers, and they'll use that same amount to pay back. That would have detrimental effect for the operations or the service that they provide the consumer. In the interest of the public, the board thought it wise that it would be in the interest of the public to make the board of directors accountable.
The board members have up till 30th May 2024 to make this payment. What happens if they do not comply with this regulatory order?
We want to believe that the men and women on the board of ECG are very respectable and men and women of integrity who abide by the laws of the land.
Well, you heard the head of research and public affairs of the PURC, Dr. Eric Obute. We've tried to reach the ECGMD and some members of the board for comments and have so far not been successful. Let's go on the phone lines now and speak to Mr. Edward Bauer. He's a member of the Mines and Energy Committee in Parliament. We're grateful for your time here, sir. How do you react to this fine imposed on ECG board members by the PURC?
Thank you very much and good afternoon. I think that my first reaction is that today is a very good day for regulatory bodies. It is a day that we have come to terms with the fact that we can have regulatory bodies who are capable of holding on to their own and ensuring that irrespective of whoever is involved, they will put it within the confines of the law. So for me, that is my first reaction. My reaction is that this, I am happy that we have a regulatory body that is up to task with what the mandate prescribes for it. But to the specifics, look, the findings of the PURC and the subsequent penalty that have been imposed justifies or vindicates our position. That would indicate that when the ECG issued the statement and said that the basis for which we are having low curtailment in our various homes and industries was because of the fact that they were replacing 630 transformers, and on the basis of that, we're having the curtailment. At least the data that has been submitted by ECG itself to PURC suggests that they were not speaking the truth. That's the first point. Two, they also very clearly, out of the stubbornness of ECG, refuse to give us a schedule, said that as individuals we can plan our lives. And we're demanding this because it was not because of the fact that we just felt that we wanted to make life for ECG a bit unbearable. Yeah. It is prescribed in the law. And because it was prescribed in the law, we expected them to have asked. I mean, they should have given us a schedule so that people could plan their lives around those schedules. What they didn't do. So my reaction generally is that, look, comes up to PURC, and I hope that other regulatory bodies within the sector will be up and doing just as PURC has done.
Well, these board members are supposed to pay close to 6 million Ghana cedis from their pockets. Do you think they'll comply with this directive?
They have to. And I was happy when I heard what the PURC gentleman was saying. Look, if you say that you are responsible people of society, the law says that when you breach certain, certain laws and provisions, there are some consequences for that. I think that if you have somebody like the majority whip who is a member of the board, and if you are in parliament passing laws, and the law says that this can happen, and you are surcharged based on the law, it is only fair that you do that.
We're grateful for your time. Mr. Edward Bauer is a member of the Mines and Energy Committee in Parliament. Still on energy issues, large parts of Accra were plunged into darkness overnight, but the ECG is yet to explain what caused it. Several Ghanaians called into the Super Morning Show earlier to voice their anger and frustration.
I spent the whole night in darkness today, and I'm wondering why we have all these engineers who have been past chief executives at VRA. And we cannot put this on the board of ECG and GRIDCO. And we appoint political appointees on these boards, and we are messing up ourselves like this. The other issue that we seem to appoint smart guys to manage places instead of appointing intelligent guys to manage our institutions for us.
A government that has been given enough generations, they have gas plants built for them. Everything, even they've given them money to develop their transformers. All this, the end result for Ghanaians is doom shock.
Not long ago, we were just asking for a common thing, a common timetable, just that we can, so that we can plan our life. And they are not willing to give, all because these same people some time back, they stood somewhere, they gave it another name. Now we are giving them the same name. They don't want to accept.
Today, as for today, yeah, we should give us the space to vent out our frustrations. So just give us an hour.
And those are some reactions on power outages in parts of Accra last night. Let's head to the courts now. The High Court in Accra is set to deliver its judgment in the case in which absconded former CEO of Maslok Sedina Tamaklu Atiyonu and interdicted head of operations Daniel Axum are standing trial. This was after the second accused Daniel Axum, who had earlier indicated of calling witnesses, was forced to close his case after his inability to convince his witnesses to come to testify. The two are facing a combined 78 charges, including causing financial loss to the state, improper payments of public funds, money laundering, among others. Head of our legal affairs desk, Richard Kujunyako, is in court for us, and we'll be touching base with him to get the updates of what's happening in court. Now, the alleged killing of two Tema Newtown residents by the Eastern Naval Command has sparked widespread condemnation, with analysts describing the incident as an embarrassment to the security agencies and a sign of a breakdown in discipline within the sector. The sister of one of the deceased individuals, Janet Amo, in an interview on the AM show on the Joy News channel, says her 40-year-old brother suffered a gunshot wound to the chest.
My sister took pictures of the body.
Okay.
And she took pictures of the gunshot right on the chest of my brother.
On the chest?
On the chest, yes. So he received the gunshot on his chest, and it was small, very, very small. At that moment that the incident happened, my brother actually works at the port, so he went to the work, and on his way home, you know, this is something that we do almost every year. And so when he was on his way home, he noticed that, okay, today is the last day. Let me just join and then keep fit. So that was what he actually joined. He hadn't even gotten home yet. And then this happened to him.
How did it make you feel when you were told about this and eventually seeing your mother, your sister? I mean, what was the feeling like?
It was terrible.
Well, condemnation of the incident has surged with a retired police officer and member of the Defence and Interior Committee of Parliament, Peter Lancheni Tobu, labelling it as an embarrassment to the security agencies.
What happened in Tema, Newtown, is an embarrassment.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All of us as a nation is an embarrassment to the security sector of this country. Civil-military relations, in other words, civil-military cooperation, is an old course that is taught every soldier. If the picture painted is that during the procession is a public event, it's a special event covered by the Public Order Act. During the procession, the police were present to do what they know doing best, providing security for them to enjoy that right. If soldiers come to drive through the crowd, it is expected that there will be some level of scuffle.
Well, a former UN official in the Sahel region, Dr. Ishmael Nidodu, says the country is witnessing a breakdown of discipline within the security sector.
In situations where there have been a confrontation between mob attack and then mob attacks, and sometimes even the confrontation is simply something that they can dispel, but then you know, for lack of discipline or lack of tactics, they just get into this fray of punishing the citizens.
Yeah.
One thing that is very striking is, why do you have a military covering his face? When have we seen a military personnel covering their faces? It's very, very, very worrying. We are witnessing a breakdown of discipline in the security sector. security forces, particularly the military.
Well, let's return to the Accra High Court now, where it's set to deliver its judgment in the case in which absconded former CEO of Maslok, Sedina Tamakla Tionu, and interdicted head of operations, Daniel Exum, are standing trial. Head of our legal affairs desk, Richard Kodrinako, is on the line with us. Richard, has the judgment been delivered yet?
Any moment from now, judgment will be set in motion by a justice of the Court of Appeals, sitting as an additional High Court judge, Justice Ifeanyi Asewa Sarubuchi. The former CEO of Maslok, Sedina Atiunu, was declared by the court of having absconded from the jurisdiction. So simply put, he ran away, and so she's being tried in absentia. A judgment or perhaps sentence or otherwise would be done without her being in court. On the other hand, the second accused has always been present and was released by the court on grounds of ill health. He is said to be receiving medical treatment outside the country. So the presiding judge just walked in to deliver the judgment, obviously.
Well, Richard, briefly refresh our memories about the particulars of the offence of these two.
So in 2017, the Economic and Organised Crimes Office conducted investigations into certain fraudulent disbursement of Maslok funds involving the two. The investigations, according to state prosecutors, revealed that in June 2014, Maslok invested a sum of 150,000 in the Obatampa Microfinance Company Limited, a tier 2 microfinance company located in Nigeria in the Ashanti region. The former CEO further offered about a further investment of 500,000. There was a demand of 24% interest, so the company decided to reject the offer. So the microfinance company decided to return the amount through check, but the state authorities said that she rather demanded cash and the infractions arose. There was also one on sensitization, which funds were expended through a nationwide sensitization exercise. The amount involved was 1.7 million Ghana cedis. There's also the Cantamanto Traders Cash, in which the former CEO was said to have appropriated some 570,000 Ghana cedis. Amazing.
Thank you very much. Richard Kojunako is head of our legal affairs desk. Now, former chief executive officer with a driver vehicle licensing authority to a 4-term member of parliament, but first deputy speaker Joseph Osewusu, is leaving public service bruised, unappreciated, and with a health concern he blames on the job. According to him, the tag of thief placed on public office holders has demoralized him, killing his love to serve the nation. I spoke to my colleague Elton Broby on the polls on Joy News.
It hurts to hear people call you a thief only because you opted to work for the public. Listen to all public discussions. Every politician, every elected official is called a thief. Nothing hurts me more than that. When I can say with pride, I've never asked for support from anybody. I've never asked for anybody to give me anything before I do my work. You know, so those are the things that I think, now I have health issues, but I think those things may have contributed to my health issues. And so I want to leave the scene quietly and endure my pain in quiet.
So, Honorable, you live in Parliament or you live in public service for good?
Well, first thing is that Parliament have already announced that after 4 terms, I think I've put in enough. But I have no desire to return to public service as in being an office holder.
Well, on the outside, it may seem glamorous, but for some former members of Parliament, their time in the House was a daily struggle to meet the demands of constituency, as former MP for Bolgatanga, David Apasera.
You see the MP cruising in a Land Cruiser, and you think that all is rosy. You will never believe that the person is sweating.
In the Land Cruiser.
So when they tell you don't come or be careful, nobody will tell you be careful and you list it.
But you are paid well.
You are paid well. In fact, for now, I cannot tell you how much. What we were paid, it was mere managing.
But NDC parliamentary candidate for Sotong in the Volta region, Maxwell Lukuto, is already under pressure even before the elections.
Challenging as it may be, I think that I'm mentally prepared to go through this. I am a person who takes up challenges and want to succeed in everything I do as a challenge. And so, yes, it looks gloomy when you listen to seniors for them to espouse the situation they are in, those who left. What is it? As an ordinary candidate or an aspirant, you meet these things along the way. Even before you get to the primary, these challenges will come. This morning, if I tell you the number of people that I have met who have come to ask for one favor or the other, you'll be surprised, but it is on daily basis. Some call you, some even just send you text messages or WhatsApp messages and expect that you remit them with some money. Somebody called this morning to say that there was a funeral, they wanted to bury the person this weekend. She said no, they should postpone it for a month. And now she's coming to me to take the money to go and pay for the mortuary fees.
And you're still listening to the Midday News live on Joy 99.7 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 region. We take a break. When we return, we have sports. And also, in today's filth exhibition, we visit the Tudu Market, where rubbish is thrown on the streets like confetti, causing a major hygiene concern. But traders are shifting blame. Thanks for staying with us. We have sports, Mubarak.
Yes, that's right, Mami AC. And President of Ghana Athletics, Bawo Fuseni, he has revealed that the country will request to host the 2026 Senior African Athletics Championships. This comes after the successful hosting of track and field events at the African Games at the Legon Stadium. Now, Bawo says Ghana is ready to welcome the rest of Africa once again.
This is one in its kind in Africa. Only Botswana and Kenya has this. Even Morocco doesn't have this one. So that shows how important it is. My prayer is that we should be able to keep it for the foreseeable future. We should be able to keep it good in 2-3 years' time, that we can't request to host African Championship. That is our next big thing that we want to do. What we need is to get a coach, a resident coach, to come and stay in Ghana here. The facilities are good. The electronic equipment are good. What else do we need?
Yes, and there's Champions League football tonight, and we have live commentary on the Barcelona PSG game at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Mubarak. Now, amidst the vibrant business ongoing, the Tudu Market, the streets are strewn with rubbish. As plastic bags and wrappers dance like confetti in the market, it is clear that Tudu Market's hygiene is a cause for concern. But who will shoulder the responsibility? I went to the market and I filed this report. The Tudu Market is a buzz with activity. Traders are alert as hawks, seeking to divert shoppers' attention to their wares. On the other side are money changers prowling the streets, looking out for those willing to change their foreign currencies. It is simply another day to make profit. But in the midst of all the chaos, laced on every corner and in front of the stalls, is the rubbish walk of fame. Bags of filth littered everywhere on the major street.
On the side of the road, on the major road in the Tudu Market, is this bag of trash, mainly made up of plastics, bottles and takeaway packs. What is interesting is everybody is going past it and concerned.
The market's hygiene has become a cause for concern. But who will take responsibility?
It is the junkies that spill the rubbish on the streets. Those junkies are responsible.
The store owners are responsible for the filth in the markets.
A flag bearer of the National Democratic Congress, John Mahama, says his experience in and out of office as president will make him a better president if re-elected. Though proud of his achievements in office, Mr. Mahama says his time out of power has offered him the opportunity to reflect on his performance. Nana Aljima has a wrap of this in his visit to the Northeast region.
I've been president before, and I had the experience. There's no school where you go and pay school fees and enroll and say, I want to learn how to be president. You have to learn on the job. Luckily for me, I got the experience working with a very good, honest, one of the best presidents we've had in Ghana, Professor John Evans Atta Mills. And so as president, we did some things well. We did a lot of infrastructure. We provided health facilities in many districts and regions. We provided educational facilities. In the 8 years when Prof and myself were in government, we removed more than 3,000 schools under trees. We built more than 4,000 chips compounds.
And that was NDC flag bearer Mr. John Mahama bringing us to Max and Jackie. What's trending?
Dumso is trending. Yeah, a lot of people are talking about Dumso. A lot of people are saying they slept in darkness yesterday. And it's a trending comment, actually. This one here from Facebook. It says, this load shedding is giving us unnecessary problems. Last night, I joined my wife in the bathroom to bath, only to realize it was our maid after power was restored while we were bathing. Okay, and then this one here from Hope Senadoy.
Interesting
comment. This one here from former NPP member Hope Senadoy. He says, 12:30 a.m. light off. Hey, what is our sin? Dumsomu Proma.
Yeah, and this one also says that ECG duas spoil my fridge. Then there's a thread, them spoil my stew. Someone also says that they spoil my relationship. I don't know how the Dumso is affecting relationship.
Of course, if your phone goes off and you're better off.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.